Tell us, how are you feeling today? Feeling good?
I'm good. Surprisingly good.
How do you prepare your voice for the recording the record?
Well, it depends. It depends what you're looking for. And then, you know, every time it seems to be a bit different. So it's like, you know, that sort of like gruffiness in the voice is kind of cool every now and then. But I think I'm going to be an ice boat this time around and just like rest. And
yeah, your voice is very deep.
No, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe having all kind of allergies, you know. And,
yeah.
And the dogs in this mess, you know, I'm super allergic to dogs.
Oh,
so
no.
That kind of stuff.
So can you tell me some basic stuff on how it goes down? Like, how does everybody do their part individually, or do you...
Different bands work you know, with different methods. But the way we did it was that we had a couple of days of pre-production, which meant that we played in a circle all together, you know, they recorded everything everybody's playing and discussed on the songs. And then when the time came, we wanted just a clear sound with no ambient, you know, crackles or whatever coming out from different amps. So we did the drums first, bass is second, and then we've been doing guitars and keyboards now, like, you know, whenever we feel like it.
So after the music's recorded, that's when you get inspired to write the lyrics then?
No,
is there a way?
No, I always write the lyrics, you know, before, but this time around we had the crazy idea of writing bulk of the material just right before the actual studio started. So there's still like 3-4 songs that I like in lyrics, but I'm just reading good books and trying to take it easy this weekend, so it should be fine.
Awesome. Are you the only one that writes the lyrics? Does anybody else help you with them?
No, every now and then I discuss them with our bass player, Mijay, but it's usually my thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are you the only one that speaks English in the band, or is there anybody else, or do they all do?
They all speak English.
Okay.
They're not like, they've never been really willing to do any interviews or anything like that,
okay.
So they just don't like it.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons.
Got it. So I think we mentioned before that this album has like a new, fresher sound. I think what's different about this one? Can you tell us anything?
Well, we're still at the early stage of doing it, but it's going to be a bit more straightforward, a bit more rocking, a bit more 80s influenced. When I mention the 80s, usually, you know, I mean big melodies and like, you know, heartbreaking choruses, but it's just. It's a bit more punchy and straight to the point than the albums we've done so far, anything like that.
Nice. Have you guys discussed any album designs?
Yeah, well, Heartogram is definitely going to be in the album cover. You know, it's always been there, and it's going to be there until the end of our days. But we're actually at this moment we're sort of like discussing about different ideas and not sure. There's like 4 or 5 different, you know, ideas for the visuals for the album, but it's going to be hopefully solved within, you know, within 3 weeks or something like that.
Does anybody like get involved in the creative aspect of it, or?
Well, we all do to a certain extent. You know, it's like I do most of our stuff, but we all discuss just about the ideas. But I don't like, you know, execute them. We always find people to do that with Photoshops or whatever is needed, or do the photography or whatever.
Have you already figured out what songs are going to be the singles? Is there any songs right now that you've recorded that you're like, this is it?
No, but this time around feels pretty good, actually, because there's so many of them. And it seems the record company's liking them, too, and everybody feels totally optimistic about them. But no clue yet, because, you know, usually when recording an album, you tend to love one song, and then the one you don't love, usually that ends up being the better one, and blah, blah, blah. It's always, you know, you just need to let the creative juices, you know, flow and see what happens. So there's like, let's say we're recording 14 songs, and I say that there's 10 possible singles.
Oh, great.
Which is always a good thing, you know, but I might be totally wrong, so.
Yeah. So you seem more calm this time around. Like, you think this environment that you're in right now is helping your record?
Finally, it's starting, you know, the weather's a bit better.
Yeah.
So it's getting a bit more warm, and you know, just like that, we sort of like passed the half, you know, the you know, now we've been here for a month, and we're like still ahead of time, and got plenty of time to work on the song, so that makes everybody feel a bit, you know, more calm than, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Great. Well, I look forward to checking back up with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you once again.